This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, kids. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully Super Don's got a lot of sleep. Grandpa Super Don, last night he was hurting. Maybe the grandkids have let him sleep. We'll check on that in a little while. And we hope that you don't have pneumonia because Hillary is highly contagious. Oh, no. It looks like Super Don's got it. Are you okay, my friend? You never know what you can get hanging around a bunch of little babies or toddlers.
Yeah, worn out, but no, it's all good.
It's all good. Okay, it's good. Hanging out with the grandbabies, all good. You hear that, folks? Not bad being a grandpa at 32.
For now.
You're the youngest grandpa ever.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? It's Outside the Box, hump day. We got Ty Bollinger coming up in a little while. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm trying to think of any stories I have. I really don't have any stories to tell because there's so much good news stories. I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but there's really solid, deep news stories we get to cover today. And another one of those I told you so's. You're going to get sick of that, aren't you? Super Don, it was your fault for listening to me when I said we need more, you know, soundbite kind of thing.
We would not have a theme for this particular topic if it were not something that was reoccurring literally every week.
That's true. Yeah, you're right, because we don't do the themes for one-offs. You got to have something that keeps coming back. You're like, make a theme for that, because we're doing that sometimes here.
That's right.
Here and there. So, you guys, another I Told You So coming up. We got some antibiotic updates. Notes are up. Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan was at it early, and she's got it, including the update for the Women's Health Expo up there in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, on the 20th of this month, October, next month, I should say. I don't want to rush it, but it is still 2016. Even if you're listening a year from now, which means it's a year behind, you're still playing catch-up. We got a lot of folks playing catch-up. The information doesn't go bad. It just keeps echoing out into the universes until the aliens hear it and come and save us, rescue us from ourselves. Because that, by goodness, you got Trump versus Hillary. We need some saving. Okay? Of course, that's going to upset some Trump fans. I'm just saying, Trump's not a hardcore constitutionalist like I would really like, but not a big fan of the pneumonia lady at this point. Not that I was prior to this either. And that's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show, the story of Hillary Clinton and her pneumonia. The benefit, you know, she's the pharmaceutical candidate. Don't let her fool you. Oh, she's gonna clamp down on drug prices, right? We're not gonna let anybody jack up the prices anymore, despite the fact that the EpiPen maker was a supporter and a contributor to the Clinton Foundation. No. I don't like Big Pharma. I'm a Democrat. Big Pharma is bad, and we're gonna get them. We're gonna step on their throats. They're never gonna raise prices again. Well, it looks like even with claims of pneumonia, Big Pharma is benefiting from Hillary Clinton. According to this article on Fierce Pharma, Merck and Pfizer vaccines, they're ready for their close-up now because of Clinton's pneumonia diagnosis, right? She says she's got pneumonia. Her doctor says she's got pneumonia. Don't know if it's true, but because of it, the Google searches for pneumonia and pneumonia vaccines went to the ultimate number is 100, right? When they kind of judge how interesting or how interested people are in a search term. It went up to 100. That tops it out. Now, the question is, and Super Don, we were talking about this before the show, was Clinton vaccinated against pneumonia and then she got it anyway? Or is this completely irrelevant?
That's what I was wondering, because you've got, according to this article here with Fierce Pharma, that Merck and Pfizer are just jumping for joy because they're getting all kinds of, you know, interest in the pneumonia vaccine. Mm-hmm. But if she got vaccinated, that wouldn't be a very good thing, would it? You know, hey, yeah, I got the pneumonia vaccine.
Great endorsement, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the mumps outbreak in Harvard and other places right now. It's happening in 100% vaccinated populations because the mumps vaccine, MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, the mumps is a bogus part of the vaccine if there ever was one, because Merck spiked the antibodies with rabbit's blood. I mean, there's a big lawsuit going on about that. The mumps vaccine doesn't work. Doesn't even provide antibodies, even though if it did, it's not guaranteed to work either, because antibodies are just one small faction or factor of an immune response, not even necessary for prevention of disease in reality. But pneumonia, everybody's got pneumonia now. Similarly, Hillary makes pneumonia chic. I mean, really, is she a trendsetter? Like, I go out and I see what she's wearing and I want to go get 10 of them. Ooh, you see that scarf? Ooh, what a lovely coat, right? Pneumonia,
almost...
Hillary? Yes, let me have some too.
Yeah, you would almost think so. She did an interview with Anderson Cooper on CNN in response to this, what I really think was just a total flub on the way that she handled this situation. But apparently when she was talking with Anderson Cooper, I guess pneumonia is like the thing to have on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it's Trey Sheik. Let's give a listen.
As I got to the memorial, I saw my friend and former colleague, Chuck Schumer, and the first thing he says to me is, I've had pneumonia, and I've been resting for 5 days. And I looked at him and said, you know, that's so funny. I've just been told I have pneumonia. So apparently there's something to this that's going around. And I've since been contacted by, you know, a number of people who've told me they have had it, they've gotten over it.
It's going around, and then she has the photo op immediately after, unless it's her body double, I don't know, and, you know, kissing and hugging on a little kid, right? It's going around. Chuckie Schumer had it. Now let's give it to this kid. Incredible. You know what this reminds me of? Because it's sort of like everybody's coming out and going, I have pneumonia. No, no, I have pneumonia. We all have pneumonia, right? Reminds me of Team America talking about, well, you'll just have to listen. Maybe you remember this song.
Everyone has AIDS.
Oh.
AIDS, 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 AIDS. Everyone has AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS. No, it's not AIDS.
No, it's not AIDS. But I mean, that was even a spoof. There was in House of Numbers, if you remember that documentary we featured some years ago here, and talked about the fallacy of an AIDS test, so-called HIV test, and all of these things. And there was one of the researchers in there said, we all have AIDS. We all have it. Well, it's true, because if you believe an HIV test, you get an HIV test, and they have to dilute the blood like hundreds of times. I mean, sort of, if they don't, everybody tests positive for HIV. That's just how it goes. We got to dilute it until only the people we want to have it get it and show it, and then we can drug them. Now, with pneumonia, of course, and the vaccinations out there, oh, man, she's just the greatest salesperson ever for Big Pharma. And she would want a mandate vaccine. She's a strong proponent of vaccine mandates and removing exemptions. Say what you will about Trump, but that's not his game. And that alone could be enough to sway and tip it in his favor. And I'd be okay with that based on the fact that Hillary is a pharmaceutical fascist. With pneumonia. Hooray. What is she going to be on? She's going to be on.
New and improved, right?
Yeah.
Now with pneumonia.
Yeah, now with pneumonia. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to put her on an antibiotic. Has she been on antibiotics before? Heck yeah. She's like most Americans. But on top of the fact that she's on a Coumadin, blood thinner, and who knows whatever else that she's on, showing all these, you know, one of the side effects of certain antibiotics are neurological manifestations. Symptoms. For all I know, she's on Chantix, too. That brings us to our next story. You love Chantix. You want to quit smoking? Chantix is your drug. Well, wait a second. How dangerous is Chantix? Remember they had to put a black box warning label on it because of suicide hallucinations. I mean, these are people that they either really want to quit or they really want to die. Because Chantix is brutal. And so it's up for a reevaluation, a reassessment at an advisory meeting for the FDA to go, you know, maybe we should pull that black box warning. Maybe that's a little too strong. And in the review documents, they said this on page 63. I don't know if Hillary Clinton has read this. But the FDA reviewers flagged something, as they call it, quite unusual. They suggested that Pfizer's financial ties to the doctors participating in the study may have biased the data.
Oh, no, that never happens.
No, of course not. Fierce Pharma, what are you talking about, Fierce Pharma? Of course, that's all they cover just about. A lot of these things. And so the investigators at 32 trial sites received speaking fees from Pfizer. At two particular sites, the doctors studying the drug collected multiple honoraria for speaking engagements. And at 12 of those 32 sites, the investigators were paid specifically for speaking about Chantix. Is there anything that would lead you to believe that they might be biased in presenting to the FDA a need to reduce the warning level so that a black box is removed? Because that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That's not small chump change at that point. If they can get that black box warning removed, you know how many more people they would get to prescribe? How many more doctors would prescribe Chantix for people trying to quit? There's a lot riding on it. So if Pfizer throws a few thousand here and there, nothing to them compared to the rewards that they would get if the FDA acquiesces and says, okay, we can remove the black box warning label now. In the meantime, of course, the way we talked about addiction the other day on a Freshman Friday with Captain Morgan and Super Don, and, you know, you've got to want to quit for one. Talked about the emotional aspects of it. Could be, you know, rolling right into the spiritual. I've talked extensively over the years about detoxifying the liver. What they're doing with Chantix is intoxicating the liver. When you smoke, you rob your body of selenium. Selenium levels go down. Your defenses go down as well for all toxins. And for viral activity. Another big article about Zika, again referencing selenium as your main defense against any and all viral replication curves and cycles. But once again, you want Big Pharma in the White House? They've been in there for a long time. They're going to get in there even tighter with Hillary Clinton. FDA black box on Chantix removed? Go ahead. Chew up your cigarettes and take a Chantix. Lights are out, party's over.
Oh, that sounded like you were going to say something bad.
No, I wasn't. When we come back, we'll talk about earaches, what to do about them. There's a new idea after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Newbiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Newbiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Speaking of the I told you so, we'll get to it in a little while. Isn't it interesting how the new media got it right on Hillary Clinton and the old establishment, tired, pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media kept denying there's anything going on with Hillary Clinton's health? I find that rather interesting. It's like more examples of why you want to unplug from CNN, MSNBC, even Fox, and all of those places that are reluctant to tell you what's really going on because it goes against their ability to control you so totally by filling you with nonsense and lies. And when they say the word conspiracy, they want you to run for the hills. You should embrace it. Recognize that everything pretty much is a conspiracy or nothing is. And conspiracy to hide the illness of Hillary Clinton revealed. May go more into that. If you'd like to call in on that, that's okay too. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. More stories about antibiotics, the failure of antibiotics, and what are you going to do about it? Well, researchers, according to this article, are creating an antibiotic gel to tackle ear infections. A gel.
Wow. Yeah. That is... That's revolutionary. That's groundbreaking. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Really?
You're pulling my ear.
You're pulling my earlobe like Carol Burnett.
Yes. Incredibly hard. Yes.
Yes. The gel we use, of course, is the Sovereign Silver First Aid gel. It's already there for you to use. You don't have to wait for this. But what they're trying to do, of course, and you know, what they're acknowledging is legitimate. The overuse and abuse of antibiotics and their failure, right? Parents know the frustration trying to get the gunky pink antibiotic into the tot screaming from an ear infection, right? I remember that. Oh, I was that tot.
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Wait a minute, though. I think they may have the edge on you here.
Why? Why do you think?
I think so. Because they tested this gel in such a way that I think it's irrefutable. There is no way it can be disputed that this is the superior gel because apparently in this test, it works on chinchillas.
Did you say irrefutable? That was very cute.
Yeah,
irrefutable. Okay. I could play on
I was funny without realizing it. But yeah, apparently in their test, it worked just great with chinchillas.
I had
no idea they did testing on chinchillas. Did you?
They'll test anything.
A chinchilla?
Oh, yeah, Greg, you can milk anything. Yeah, they'll test anything. Go get Mikey. Yeah, chinchillas. I mean, they don't care. Chinchillas have ears like kids, I guess. And they use this antibiotic gel coated in. Now, again, I'm not going to diss them totally because they're actually sort of on the right track. They're trying to say, can we address this locally without having to have a systemic absorption of the antibiotic and creating problems elsewhere? So it's not me dissing on 100% of what's going on here. I'm just saying we already have the ability to treat this locally without a systemic antibiotic resistance developing because of the ability of silver to work in so many ways directly and indirectly. But in this case, we could use the gel or we could fill the ear canal up with the liquid hydrosol and you can eradicate the infection. Now, what they're doing is taking, and you have to go all the way down to see what they're actually putting in this. And
it's just a harmless antibiotic.
Right. Ciprofloxacin.
Cipro.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. This is strong chemotherapy. You got to understand these antibiotics are chemo. And they want to put Cipro in your child's ear instead
of
having
the napalm. That's like the napalm of antibiotics.
Yeah. They don't know about the long-term effects. They know that they probably can kill some microbes, some bacteria. But again, even local bacterial reproduction will be impacted in that there will be resistant strains to Cipro that will rejoin the ear canal. That is not going to change even with this idea of putting a gel in the ear of kids with an antibiotic. You do it with silver, you don't have the same issue. Some people will use garlic. Some people will use mullein oil. I mean, there's many ways to address this. Homeopathic capsicum. I believe the cayenne pepper. But it's not direct cayenne pepper. It's the capsicum made into a homeopathic. I mean, there are many things you can do to address these ear infections in children. And most of the time, they'll kind of clear on their own. That's been acknowledged as well. But moms, stop asking for antibiotics when it's not necessary.
Hey.
And certainly Tylenol, too.
What? I was wondering, could you possibly use homeopathic chinchilla?
I haven't heard of a homeopathic chinchilla. Chinchilla, no. I'm sorry. Chinchilla.
I just like saying it. Chinchilla.
You just like saying homeopathic chinchilla? I don't know if you can make them small enough. They're small, but they're not that small. All right, folks, we're going to get an I Told You So coming up in just a moment, and it relates to chronic fatigue syndrome. And what do they want to call it now? Also, if you're coming to America from Canada, we got a weed story for you.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, come with me to the homeoprophylaxis seminar. We say homeoprophylaxis, not easy to say. That's going to be happening in St. Petersburg, Florida, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. Ty Bollinger will be there. We'll be videotape interviewing a lot of folks for the truth about detox, the truth about cancer, the truth about vaccinations. Silla Whatcott, we got to get her back on Superdome between now and then because I want to talk a little bit more about
Why doesn't he just do one big thing and just call it the truth?
The truth.
right? I don't know. You can't be too broad and generic like that, though. People need a, you know, there's an anchor, there's a hook, and of course, cancer is the big one. People are afraid of cancer.
Mm-hmm. The truth shall set you free.
Should be afraid of the treatment for cancer, really. That would be the reality. We'll get to that. But chronic fatigue syndrome. Remember, it wasn't long ago that the CDC said that was not real. It was all in your head. It was, you know, for hypochondriacs. Oh, you just think you're tired, right, all the time. You think you're achy, you know, with fibromyalgia as well, right? And then come to find they say, well, it might be a virus. Like, it might be Epstein-Barr virus. Now they're not so sure about that either. They still call it a mysterious ailment. And now they're saying that people with chronic fatigue syndrome might actually be fighting hibernation.
Oh, like a bear.
Like a bear, yeah. Like a bear fighting hibernation. I on the plane coming back from Grand Rapids, I watched The Jungle Book, right? The live action version of The Jungle Book.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one. And
I saw that. Isn't that good?
It's pretty impressive, I have to say. And of course, Baloo the bear, right? Look for the bear necessities. Who played the bear in this one? Do you remember who played the bear? I know Christopher Walken played the giant orangutan.
I would have to look that up.
Yeah. But, you know, Baloo was talking about, you know, he was going to have to hibernate. And, of course, he's in the rainforest. You don't hibernate in the rainforest. And he says, well, I just want to take a nap or something. But, I mean, this is kind of the crazy way modern medicine and their fandangled PhDs try to cope with what they don't know. Well, you're fighting hibernation. No, not really. You're actually, well, proving here a point that I've been trying to make for a long time. And so I guess we have to roll out the new theme song once again. I know you're going to be sick about it, but guess what? Yep, I did it again.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a... But I told you so.
I told you so.
Yay!
Oh, I told you so.
Okay, what did I tell you so about chronic fatigue syndrome? Well, the scientists found that... how would they say this, Super Don? Maybe you can help me make it, because it's like a complex thing, and they're going, and they're saying that the waste products of chemical reactions inside the cells, there's something going on there, right? And
well,
they sit.
All right. There we go. I'll put on my professor hat.
Okay, do that. Because you always point this out. Sometimes before I know I told you so, you say you told them so.
The scientists found that those with the syndrome of chronic fatigue syndrome have lower levels of metabolites,
mm-hmm.
which is the waste products, the chemical reactions inside the cells. The resulting metabolic signature, mm-hmm. almost mispronounced that, almost said metabolic. Was strikingly similar to animals in hibernation mode, suggesting that patients' cells went into defensive mode to ward off trouble and then never quite came out of it.
Nice. There it is. There it is, folks. Super Don to the rescue. Your cells go into a state of protection. And when your cells are in a state of protection, they're in what we call fight or flight. They're not in growth and healing. This is, you know, going back to cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, and, you know, I've been covering this since I went on the air in 1999, that chronic fatigue syndrome is just another umbrella term to say that more of your cells are fighting for survival than are actually able to continue the process of growth and regeneration, growth and healing, right? You're having to fight off, funny enough, the bear, right? You see a bear in the woods, you're going to go into fight or flight. Are you gonna, like if you know Taekwondo in Japan, you're going to kick that bear's tushy or hit it. Remember the guy that did that, Olga?
Was that Taekwondo? That was
right. Others of you will run. And, of course, you're not in growth and healing at that moment. You're in survival mode. You're in protection mode. And when more of your cells are in protection mode, you are fatigued. You can't function. You don't have the energy. And so they say it's like hibernation. Of course, when you're in exhaustion, because you can't live in a state of fight or flight on a permanent basis. So with the term chronic fatigue syndrome being considered almost too blasé, too passé, not scientific sounding enough, There's a move on by some in the medical pseudoscientific community to do away with the term chronic fatigue syndrome.
No.
And no, they're not going to call it the lack of bare necessity syndrome either.
By the way, that was Bill Murray.
Oh, thank you. Bill Murray played that. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Look for the Bill Murray necessities. But no, they're not going to call this a lack of bare necessities. They're going to call it, or they are trying to call it, systemic exertion intolerance disease.
Wow, it's no longer chronic.
How are they going to pronounce this? Because, you know, they always have to add the acronyms. S-T-I-D.
All right, say it again. Say it again.
Systemic exertion intolerance disease.
Side? Or seed.
Seed. Yeah, I don't know which way. What are you going to say? Side or seed? Side. Side. There's so many ways they could do this. What do you got? Well, my doc says I got the side. Or it's, I got the seed? No, that doesn't sound good either.
Geez.
See, they should have come up with something better that would work as a, you know, the new AIDS, right?
Yeah.
Like Zika. This doesn't have a ring to it like Zika. Systemic exertion intolerance disease. Now, what are they saying here? You're tired. You can't move. You can't tolerate movement. Exertion. What is exertion? Exerting yourself. It's moving. Now, of course, it shouldn't be exertion, considered exertion, just simply to move. But these folks that are dealing with CFS now, SEID, can't do basic things without becoming exhausted. Why? Because more of their cells are in a state of protection than in growth or healing. And they can't be in both places at the same time. So what can you do to recover it? Now, of course, modern medicine will say, let's see if we can find a drug to help you. What is a drug? By definition, it's a synthetic isolate or analog of something from nature, for the most part. They've gotten really creepy by genetically engineering things now. But for the most part, drugs are synthetic isolates or analogs of things from nature. All without the cofactors, ripped and robbed of all the cofactors that work in synergy, and you've got a toxic poison, a form of chemotherapy, to force something to happen or stop something from happening. And although, as we've talked about with Dr. Bitar many times over the years, there is a validity to utilizing a drug to get somebody out of a life and death crisis in an immediate fashion, to have somebody on these things long term is criminal. It's a corruption of doctoring. It's malpractice by definition, at least my definition. They might not agree with me, but that's okay. I'm not looking for their approval or agreement. But to call this systemic exertion intolerance disease and then say it's evidence of a drug deficiency. Let's give you a drug. Let's research a drug. So many people have it, we can get you on this and keep you on it for life. Now, if you recognize that the cell has been poisoned, has been intoxicated, has been put in a state of dysfunction, wouldn't you rather put on your Sherlock Holmes hat and say, what can we do to help the cell remove the garbage that it's not releasing, and what can we do to give the cell what it needs to function so it gets out of this chronic fatigue state, so it gets out of that protective state and moves into growth and healing, so it can move, so it can exert, so it can do what it's designed by God to do without failing. That's something that the pharmaceutical industrial complex will never support because it puts them out of business. Hillary Clinton will never support because she will lose all of her support from Big Pharma, and she is the Big Pharma candidate. Now, as good as I might say Trump is on some things, rumor has it he might even be on a statin drug to lower cholesterol, so he's not like Mr. Smarty Pants when it comes to everything healing. Yes, he's aware. I know firsthand he is aware of the danger of vaccines and their induction of autism and other neurological issues. But I'm not fooled for a second to think that Trump knows all the things we know or even a fraction of them, especially if he's on a statin drug while he may be out there eating fast food. We've got a story about that in a little bit. So, systemic exertion intolerance disease. You want to get rid of that? Detoxify your body. Take selenium. Use molecular hydrogen. Turn your water into medicine. Get an Echo water system. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. Learn about it and then get it. And it'll be installed for free even. Now, real quick, I just want to take a switching gear here. I'm not even going to play the theme because I don't want to run out of time here. This is an interesting story about cannabis and the border, right? Trump doesn't want to build a border wall in Canada, up to Canada. But they're stopping the Canadians because the Canadians are too darn nice and too darn honest for their own good. They come across, they want to visit America. This guy wants to come take his little girl to Disney. And one of the questions they ask him coming across the border, do you use pot recreationally? Have you ever used pot recreationally, cannabis? And he was honest. He said, yeah, I have. And now he's denied from coming into America. If he wants to, he has to get a special permission slip. He has to request a special visa waiver to be allowed in via U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It'll cost him anywhere between $500 and $1,000. And what's Pierre Trudeau? What's the guy's name, Trudeau, that's the Prime Minister?
Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau, right.
Yes.
He has acknowledged that he smoked weed recreationally. But because he can go in on a diplomat pass, he can bypass that. But if he was just a regular old Canadian admitting that, he wouldn't get in. Despite the fact that...
And do you know what prompted him getting questioned?
Well, he had a magazine.
A magazine?
Yeah.
He had a marijuana magazine in his car, and he was busted. Just like
and that. Remember, folks, he was trying to come in from Canada to a state where it's fully legal, even recreationally.
And he's a legal medical marijuana user in Canada.
But remember, this is the problem with having the federal government put on a prohibition, however unconstitutional and unauthoritative it is in reality. When it comes to borders, they're running the show. And so as long as it's a Schedule I drug at that level, they can block you from coming into this country. So if they ask you the question about your use of cannabis, you know what to say. All right? That's all I'm going to leave it with. All right. Back with a Chipotle story after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137.
That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll learn something about the five-second rule today before we get Ty Bollinger on. Go outside the box. And Chipotle, how did they let this one slide through, right? Because, you know, in the mainstream media, all Chipotle news has to be negative, right? Because we can't have a national chain of health food store, well, I call it a health food store, but healthier food, you know, non-GMO food. I mean, we can't be nice to them in the mainstream media. But this is inadvertently very good compliment to Chipotle. And this is in Time. Chipotle customer who got, can remember they talk about the food poisoning thing. Chipotle customer who got E. coli from Chipotle, according to this article. What do they want for restitution? Free burritos.
Free burritos.
Can I have some more Chipotle, please? Tell me that's
Isn't
not really
that great.
What does that say about the customers of Chipotle? They're like, dude, I want more, right? I mean, if food poisoning doesn't put you off of it, that tells you, man, I like this food.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like they say in the article, that's brand loyalty.
Seriously.
They know it's good food. I still believe that something fishy was going on there.
Oh, you and me both. And I know you're the ultimate skeptic when it comes to those claims, but you saw it. I saw it. We commented on it. And it was like, this is just too, you know, too perfect, right? The way they went after this company after they went out and said, we're no longer allowing GMOs in our food, in our restaurants. That was like, dude, they became a target at that point right away.
Well, they did. There was a lot of chatter, you know, on the internet and within circles about how people hated Chipotle and had kind of a vendetta against them because they took this stand. Because, I mean, listen, when you're a big chain like this and you go, hey, we're no longer going to have GMOs, that's just turning public opinion even more towards the industry that's trying to push the GMOs. So, I don't know. There was just – and it wasn't just one incident.
No. It was
like multiple incidents and things didn't matter and things didn't connect and they didn't make sense. Yeah. So, I'm suspicious.
Yeah. By the way, this woman, they're working on her claims. You know, she wants her medical coverage, but they're saying it could be $40,000 for the so-called food poisoning infection. But despite she still wants Chipotle burritos.
But that shouldn't be a shock. I mean, a Band-Aid's like $50, you know, in a hospital. So.
But, yeah, that's the point I wanted to bring up, is that if it costs you $40,000 to get over food poisoning, you know, this system is bankrupt, even for addressing acute infection. Because if you gave her a bottle of Sovereign Silver, give her an 8-ounce bottle and have her drink it, 4 ounces at a time, the 8-ounce at one, you put out that fire so fast, you're done. What did that cost you? $30? Dude, $40,000 to remedy? I'm telling you, modern medicine, I know, there's a place for them. But maybe they should go the way of the 5-second rule. Because a new study has just disproved it, according to what they're claiming, right? The idea that, if it's on the floor for less than 5 seconds, you can pick it up and eat it and not have a problem.
Right.
Well, if you've got food that is aseptic, like a Twizzler stick, you could probably drop it on the floor and nothing will go back on it. So don't worry, you can eat it, right?
A Twizzler?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Daniel. Daniel's not eating Twizzlers on here, is he? Is he?
Okay.
And if he is, he's not going to admit it after what I did to Patrick last night. Right? The word is out. The word is out. But,
so the five-second rule. Listen, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Just adult to adult here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered the 5-second rule to be some type of proven scientific theory?
No, I had never considered it to be proven scientific theory.
I mean, the average normal person, reasonable, thinking person is going to know that if you drop something on the ground and you pick it up, that if there's like some magic 5 seconds where it's like the things won't stick to it or something.
If you coat it in fairy dust.
Seriously?
Yeah, super done.
To me, the reason why I would put it in my mouth
mm-hmm.
after I drop it is because I really like what it is and I don't want to.
It's good anyway, right?
Yeah.
Just rub some dirt in it. By the way, it's in a liquid medium. It's a liquid medium that's the instantaneous draw. But if you drop a French fry with no grease, air pop, whatever, on a hard tile surface, it's not likely you're going to have much contamination. Well, you read the article. We have it linked up in the show notes, and you make your own conclusions there about the 5-second rule. RobertScottBell.com. When we come back, Ty Bollinger goes outside the box. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.